It's still real to me, damn it. I mean, thank
Take
you.
It easy, man.
Welcome! Another edition of It's Still Real to Me. And of course, everything Zaslow Show 2.0 is brought to us by our title sponsor, Anna Jar and Levine Accident Attorneys. If you've been involved in any kind of an accident, car crash, motorcycle, hit and run, boating accident, you're dealing with a personal injury, you need to focus on your health. Let Anna Jar and Levine Accident Attorneys put their skills to work for you, get you the compensation you deserve. You focus on your health, let them get you money. Anna Jar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-3, 800-747-3733. You give them a call. First you call 911, then you call Anna Jar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-3, 800-747-3733. And of course, there's so much action going on right now. No matter what sport you follow, bet online is your number one source for all your summer sports. NBA, NHL, MLB, golf, pro wrestling. All the latest stats, news, scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest lines, odds, including latest team matchups, player props, odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the BetOnline website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right. So glad to have you here with us for another edition of It's Still Real to Me. That is, of course, my pro wrestling podcast. We know that some things have changed on It's Still Real to Me. Our pal Joey, he's not doing the show, at least for now. He's a busy guy. I love Joey, but we're going through some changes here on It's Still Real to Me, and that's all right. So, we've got a few things to cover for King of the Ring, and I'm really excited. I'm going to be sprinkling guests now each week on It's Still Real to Me. And this week, we're going to be joined by the great Gabby LaSpisa, formerly of Busted Open. Now she's got the Gabby AF podcast. She gets the top pro wrestling interviews. She was on TNA, I think it was last week. She was doing interviews on TNA. So Gabby LaSpisa is going to join us here. We'll find out a little bit about what she's got going on. And we'll talk pro wrestling with Gabby. So I'm excited to have her on the show. She's fantastic. I think you guys will like it as well. A few things to go over here from this past week in pro wrestling. Number one, I want to look at the women's world title picture, all right? Obviously, we're headed toward a place of Becky Lynch versus Liv Morgan. I'm a big fan of what they're doing with Liv Morgan right now. I like heel Liv Morgan. I like that, you know, she's got like that hardcore element to her right now. She's got a thing going with Lyra Valkyria where she doesn't like that Lyra's kind of taking a Becky. She doesn't like that Becky gets all the attention. Everybody loves Becky. Obviously, we're still a few months away from Rhea Ripley returning. But I think the whole idea, like, believe it or not, I think Becky Lynch winning that Women's Battle Royal, was it like a month ago when Rhea had to give her the belt? I think it's essentially Becky Lynch a transition champion. It's to help put over Liv Morgan. I think Liv takes that title off Becky. I think she takes it off her pretty soon. You get a good heel run for Liv Morgan as champion. Returning Rhea Ripley, big time babyface. Who knows where Judgment Day is going to be at that time, because Damian Priest, he's been teasing a babyface turn recently. Is there going to be I think there's going to be like a behind the scenes Dominic Liv Morgan thing, which is going to end in Rhea breaking up with Dominic. I think that, because whenever that split happens, that's going to be awesome. Like, the crowd is going to love that. And I think it coincides with a big babyface return for Rhea. Rhea obviously has to go after Liv because A, Liv took her out, and B, Liv's going to have her title. I think Becky Lynch is transition champion. I do. And I think it's going to put Liv over big. So I like what's going on with the Women's World title picture. I got a couple of things before we get to Gabby here that I want to hit on from King of the Ring. So this past Monday night, Gunther, he advances in the King of the Ring tournament over Kofi Kingston. Jey Uso advances in the King of the Ring tournament over Ilya Dragunov. I am very relieved that they had Jey. Did I say Jimmy? Jey? I'm very relieved that they had Jey beat Dragunov. Why? I don't want Gunther versus Dragunov yet. I think we talked about this last week. Dragunov, he took the title off Gunther, all right? Or back then he was Walter when he was NXT UK champion. He had that belt for, I think, 2 years. And they referenced it on Raw this week. They referenced that he took the title off him, But they reference that that's an old rivalry, Gunther versus Ilya Dragunov. I love how they reference old stuff now, where they don't ignore it, they don't treat you like an idiot. One of the cool changes since Vince McMahon left that I've really enjoyed about the broadcast these days and the product. But going right at a Gunther-Ilya Dragunov match with no build to it, in just a random, essentially, King of the Ring semifinal match is a major waste. There needs to be a build. We need the backstory. We need a big time build toward the eventual Gunther Dragunov feud. So I'm relieved that Jay won. Gunther versus Jay coming up on Monday Night Raw next week. The winner will go to Saudi Arabia to face the winner of the SmackDown side of the King of the Ring tournament. I'm expecting Gunther to win. On the other side, the semifinals that we're getting tomorrow night, Randy Orton versus Carmelo Hayes, LA Knight versus Tama Tonga. I think Orton advances. I think Tonga advances. I think Orton beats Tonga. And I think what you end up having is you got the next, like, feud for the Bloodline. I think we revisit Randy Orton and the Bloodline. There's obviously a lot of unfinished business there. And Gunther versus Orton for King of the Ring, you got to remember, the show's in Saudi Arabia. They want big names. They want big matches. Gunther versus Randy Orton, that's a big-time match. So if we're doing big match or not a big match, that'd be a big match. So I think we're going to get Gunther versus Randy Orton, King of the Ring. On the women's side, we know the finals, or semifinal overall. On the Raw side, Io Sky, Lyra Valkyria. I think Io will wind up winning on Monday. On SmackDown tomorrow, Jade Cargill versus Nia Jax, Bianca Belair versus Tiffany Stratton. You know I love Tiffany time. I think Bianca wins there, and I think Jade wins also. I think in the final for the SmackDown side, I think we're getting Jade versus Bianca. I think that that plants a seed for later on down the road, however far we're talking about here, for when Jade and Bianca eventually break up. We all know that's where we're headed one day, a while down the road. I think that plants a seed, and they're not going to have Jade undefeated, never lose the way it was in AEW. She's got to lose eventually. Getting her first loss, having her first loss be to Bianca Belair, that doesn't hurt her. That's a perfectly reasonable first loss. I think the way that they're setting it up makes a lot of sense. They'll hug it out, and then you get Io Sky versus Bianca Belair for Queen of the Ring, and we know Bianca, she's got the history with damage control. She's not quite done. Maybe you bring back the Bayley storyline, because remember, Bianca still doesn't trust Bayley. Maybe Bayley somehow has to prove it to Bianca that she's, she's someone who can be trusted. And it culminates in that Queen of the Ring match with Io Sky and Bianca Belair. So I like what we're seeing here. We got some big matches on the line on SmackDown tomorrow and Raw Monday night. And then we're in Saudi Arabia next weekend for Queen and King of the Ring. All right, before we get to Gabby Laspisa, we're going to touch on a bunch of stuff with her. I love telling you guys about one of our great sponsors here. Huge pro wrestling fan, founder, co-chairman of BRCW, Boca Raton Championship Wrestling. That's right, our pal Matthew H. Mashler, your trusted real estate broker. If you're looking for a new home, your dream home, anywhere in beautiful South Florida, look no further than Matthew H. Mashler, your trusted real estate broker. You call him right now, 561-208-3334. That's 561-208-3334. If you're looking to sell one of your current properties, call Matthew today or go to realestatefinder.com. Wherever you're looking in the South Florida area, wherever your home is located, you're looking to sell, Matthew's going to take care of you. Signature real estate companies have offices all throughout the state. Boca, Delray, Coral Springs, Fort Lauderdale, Naples, Palm Beach, Orlando, and more. The signature team is where you want to be. So, maybe you're already in the business. You want to take your career to the next level? RealEstateFinder.com. Call Matthew H. Mashler today. 561-208-3334. So, whether you're looking to buy your dream home, you're looking to sell a property, or you want to join the best in the business, contact your trusted real estate broker, Matthew H. Mashler, 561-208-3334. RealEstateFinder.com. Matthew H. Mashler, your pathway to exceptional real estate experiences. Okay, so joining us now, Gabby LaSpisa joining us here on It's Still Real to Me. She's got the Gabby AF podcast. She's got the great guests. Every time you're checking it out, I mean, we're talking the biggest names in pro wrestling. So I wanted to get her on the show here. I saw you were on television a few days ago with TNA, which is amazing. Gabby, really nice to talk to you here. Thank you for joining the show. You got your New York Rangers hat here. So what's the level of anxiety compared to excitement for potentially closing out the series tomorrow night?
It's all anxiety instead of excitement, because we should have rafted this up already and we didn't. So they're torturing me quite a bit, and I will be on a plane during the game tomorrow night. So the anxiety is going to be even more heightened, because hopefully I'll even be able to watch it, but I don't think I will. So I'm going to be landing and finding out. So it's going to deter, it might deter my trip in a good way or a bad way, basically. So I'm very anxious.
I'm a huge Florida Panther fan. I'm a disaster during these games. I mean, I'm on the verge of projectile vomit the entire game.
Yeah, it's not fun. And like, we should have, and we did not look good the other day. So I'm just kind of like, we should have wrapped it up when we had the chance. Listen, do it in game six. And then I will get off the plane that I'm on, have a nice little trip that I'm doing, enjoy myself. But it's all anxiety right now. These New York teams really know how to fucking make you sweat.
Now, we'll get to, you know, some of the guests that you've recently had on the Gabby AF podcast. Of course, Gabby used to work on Busted Open, which, I mean, for my money, is the greatest pro wrestling show in the world. I mean, those guys are just phenomenal. Dave and Mark Henry and Tommy Dreamer and Bully. I can't believe how good Bully Ray is at radio. Like, he is so good at it, right?
Yeah. He's pretty unbelievable. I will say, like, the amount that I learned from him, even just working with him, is kind of insane, because like, the way his mind works is just not normal. Like, the way he puts things together, the ideas he has, the creative mindset of what he does, but he's also super entertaining and he's very funny and he has personality. Like, he was meant to do what he's doing right now. So he's great. And people always ask me the most about Bully. Like, how is he in real life? Is he nice? Is he like mean in real life? Because he's very real, which is why I get along with him the way I do. He's a straight shooter. It's no bullshit with him, which is, I appreciate, because I'm from New Jersey and that's how we all are. And New Yorkers are very much like that. So I will, when anything good is going on in my life, when I got laid off, when things happen, like, he's always a super supportive person. So he's a good dude too. And as much people might not want to believe it, because he's a major heel, but he's a good guy.
My favorite part of that show, and I'm sure you see a lot of this because you have a major presence on social media, nobody dislikes pro wrestling more than the pro wrestling fan. You know, there's so much negativity about pro wrestling out there. And that show, they just love wrestling. Like, for the most part, they'll be critical if they have to, but for the most part, it's a very positive show. And they just love wrestling.
I mean, if you look at Dave LaGreca and what he's done, this is his show. This was his idea. He's spearheaded this whole thing. He's a fan. He doesn't consider himself. He's not an analyst. He's not a journalist. Like, he's someone who grew up loving pro wrestling and betting on himself to start a show to cater to the pro wrestling fans. That's why he says, when I have these analysts on that he calls Bully Ray and Mark Henry and Tommy Dreamer, these people that have been in the business for as long as they have, Dave's like, I represent the fan because I love it so much. So that's why the dynamic of that show works, is because you have the experts and then you have the fans and you have the people that are watching with just the emotional investment and the love for pro wrestling.
When did you, Gabby LaSpisa, fall in love with pro wrestling? I love asking people that question, because I think if you're a huge pro wrestling fan, we all have that moment where we fell in love with it.
It's interesting, because I didn't grow up watching pro wrestling. I didn't watch it at all, actually. So I only started watching the first day that I worked Busted Open, because I was like, what is this? This, I need to be a part of whatever this is. So I just started watching Raws and SmackDowns, and I really got into it. And what I love about pro wrestling is that you can have an opinion on anything, and it's your opinion, and it's not black or white like a lot of other sports. There's a winner, there's a loser, there's stats, and that's what it is. That's not what it's like with pro wrestling. Like, you can like somebody who's losing, you can hate somebody, and like, that's your opinion, and your emotional investment kind of depends on how you feel about the product that you're watching. I think I genuinely fell in love with it at the first show that I've ever been to and just getting to see it live, because watching on TV is so different, especially if you haven't watched your whole life, than the experience of being in the crowd and reacting with the crowd and hearing the slams of the wrestlers in the ring and seeing what they're doing and living up to the crowd and like the entertainment side of it, I think made me really fall in love with it. Because what's cool about pro wrestling and the pro wrestling community is when you're there in that live show, everybody's a part of it together and everyone's reacting together. And it's such a sense of like together community, like safeness and excitement. I think that had to be the first show I ever went to. I went to SmackDown at MetLife in like 2019, and The Undertaker was there, and I wasn't in the crowd when he showed up because I was backstage, but like working, but just being there for the reactions of it and hearing it and being a part of it, because we went into the crowd a little bit later. I was like, this is so much bigger than anything else I could have imagined doing with my life. And I think that's when you just kind of can't help but fall in love with it. And now I fall in love with it all the time, over and over again.
Who have been your favorites to sit down and talk with on the podcast?
Ooh, I mean, I've been blessed to sit down and talk with amazing people, but also have real conversations with people outside of just my podcast that I've loved to talk with. Obviously, Cody Rhodes is, I'm such a boring person because I say Cody all the time, but Cody Rhodes is such an amazing human being. And I learned so much from him, and he's just such a good person.
He's the real deal.
And I will say this to every single person. He's not playing it up for the cameras. He's not just, oh, he's the good guy. That's him every single day of his life. And that's who he really is. And I just think his story is such an amazing, inspiring story. If you're someone who, you know, doesn't think they're doing what they should and wants to bet on themselves, like, follow Cody Rhodes' fucking career, because look at where that man is now. It's unbelievable. Am I allowed to curse, by the way?
Yes,
I did already. Okay. I just want to make sure. Obviously I love him. Someone else that I just love riffing with is Eddie Kingston, because we have such a similar New York style-esque way of how we talk. So when I sit and talk with Eddie, it's like talking with someone I've known for way longer than I've actually known him. And he's just so much fun. If you listen to our episode, people were like, we need like a daily segment of Eddie Kingston and Gavin Lapizza every week, because we're talking about nothing, but it's so entertaining because we just riff off of each other in that way. And I would say Mickie James, because I'm such close friends with her as well. She's such an inspiring woman in this business of what she's doing. And she's just nonstop, and she's a mother, and she's a wife, and she's just someone to look up to. And she's such an empowering person, an empowering female for someone like me. So those are just some people I could talk to every single week, and the conversation would be different, but it would always be good.
Who have you been most nervous around? Maybe you met backstage, or maybe for sitting down for an interview. Who were you nervous around?
See, I try not to get nervous. And if I am nervous, I'll never show it. That's always like what you got to say. You don't want to be like nervous meeting anybody. But I mean, I feel like there's the people I would be nervous to meet are kind of the people that I haven't met in person yet. Like, Charlotte Flair to me is like the GOAT, and I've never had the pleasure of meeting her. I would be a little nervous to meet her because she's such a like GOAT of women's pro wrestling. I would be like, oh, hi. Like, and I've talked to her father numerous times. Rick's been on my show and I'm friends with him, but like, she's just she just demands, you know, the room every time she walks in. She's such a presence.
It's interesting you say that, because I don't feel like a lot of people share that opinion. And when I'm asked about her as well, I think she's the greatest female wrestler of all time.
Agreed.
And I don't think it's particularly close.
I really don't think it's close. I think that there's other people that are making their landmarks and their stamp in the business in different ways. Like, you can't discount Becky Lynch and everything she's doing. You can't discount a Bianca Belair. You know, there's Mercedes Moné now as well. Like, there's huge names in it. But like, if you're going to ask me from how I've been watching just in my time watching, she's the greatest female pro wrestler that I've ever had the pleasure of seeing on my TV. So for her, if I was in her presence, I think I would just be nervous in that sense, because she's just so beautiful and her energy, and she just demands the spotlight, I think. And she's so commanding that yep. I would be a little intimidated, but I would love to talk to her. So hopefully one day.
Let's talk a little bit about the product right now.
Okay.
WWE obviously on fire. Okay?
Right.
As a lifelong WWE, WWF fan, I mean, I fell in love with it when I was 6 years old. I'm 43 now. So we're talking 37 years. I've loved WWE. It's just as hot as ever right now. It's so much fun every single week. How excited are you? I don't know when it's going to be. We're probably still a couple months away. How excited are you for eventually Roman Reigns' babyface return?
So I'm excited. I love Roman Reigns. And I think when he was champion, there was a lot of, I would say like people were like, he's not on every week and like, blah, 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 blah. Like, I think his return is going to be bigger than ever because of what just happened at WrestleMania. And I think people discount the WWE and like their storytelling too, because when Cody lost at that WrestleMania to Roman, everyone was like, what the hell? Like, people were up in arms.
You blew the opportunity.
You blew this whole opportunity. And look at what they've done a whole year later. Like,
it was better.
It was way better. It was a long burn, but the burn was worth it because you had the Rock coming back. Listen, you have Punk coming back. Like, all these things that happened the year of, like, that they had to change things around due to injuries, due to, you know, all these kinds of things. The way they pivoted with the Rock and made him the heel Rock and joining with Roman. Like, I think it was beautifully told. And I think Roman, you know, that emotional hug between him and Heyman too at the end of Mania when he lost up on the ramp. Like,
I love that shit. You know,
I love that shit so much.
Shows the line of like, I'm pretty sure that's real. Those emotions that are going on. It's the best part of pro wrestling to me. I love that shit.
I always said this. I'm not someone who watches pro wrestling to sit there and be like, well, you know, that move, they shouldn't have put that move in there. Or that they botched that, or like the experts of like the wrestling. Like, of course I can see when it's good pro wrestling and appreciate it. But for me, it's all about emotional investment. That's how I watch and kind of digest everything in my life, is I'll know if I like somebody, to if I care if they win or lose. And that's why I like Roman Reigns. Like, I care about watching him on TV and what he's doing. I care a lot about Cody and what he's doing. And like, you can't buy that, you know, that's either resonates with you as someone who watches or doesn't. So I think when Roman comes back, it's going to be so big. So like, let him stay away for a little bit because he needs to.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Do you have a favorite? I mean, look, we're talking like 3 years here. Do you have a favorite moment from the Bloodline story?
Ooh, I think the turn of Jay was huge. Like when he went against them and became single Jey Uso, I just think in the realm of it was like beautiful storytelling. And then look at where Jey Uso is now. You know what I'm saying? Like the response he gets coming out with his like the yeet stuff and like what, like I went to the holiday show in December at MSG in New York City. And like, when I tell you, the roof was blown off the place when he came out and was doing that. So like, I love that because I think for so long it was the Usos and like, you couldn't tell them apart really, you know, this one, you know, like it was like one of those things. And he's so good as a single on a singles run now. And when they included the whole family, I don't remember when it was, when, you know, they had the fathers up there, like the elders of what was happening. Yep. Like it was so emotional. I remember watching that and being like, I didn't know the story. But like, it's so much more than just what you're watching. Like, this is real. They're really family. They're really related. This is something they grew up doing together. Like, it's just so fucking good. And we're watching history because in 10 years from now, you know, when we're talking about other things, like the Bloodline is going to be one of those main story lines, one of those things that happened that will be talked about for a very long time. They'll make documentaries on it, I think.
You know, look, I'm in my 40s. All right. I've been watching wrestling my whole life. It's not very often that I'll be watching on the couch and I will cheer, I mean, mm-hmm. I'm cheering for a TV show, essentially. Right. Like, right. That's not going to happen very often anymore at this point in my life.
Yeah.
But Survivor Series War Games, when Sami Zayn proved himself to Roman and Jay hugs him at the end. Holy, like, it's one of my all-time favorite pro wrestling moments.
It was emotional. I remember people, like, talking about it the next day and just being like, that was brilliant cinematic, like, effect in the sense of, like, that's like a movie. Like, yeah, you almost forget you're watching sport entertainment. Like, yeah. You're like, this could be a movie. Like, this is brilliant what's happening. Like, he deserves an Oscar, you know? Like, this is stuff that's happening that excels way beyond wrestling, in my opinion. And I just think, like, kudos to everybody involved in what's going on. Like, Heyman's fucking brilliant, but, like, Roman is just so good. And, like, I said this too, like, obviously The Rock is The Rock and he is major, but I, as much as he came back and made it 10 times more amazing, like, he wasn't even needed. And what does that say about those guys? You know what I'm saying? Like, what they've done. I don't even think you needed The Rock for me to be emotionally invested. And that's saying a lot because it's the fucking Rock, you know, it's awesome.
Yep. Is Gunther winning King of the Ring? We're getting Gunther and Jey Uso on the Raw side. My guess is we're getting Gunther versus Randy Orton in Saudi for King of the Ring. That's my guess.
I mean, I could see that happening. I'm a huge Randy Orton stan, so, like, I want Randy to win everything that he does because he's, like, my number one. I love Randy Orton. By the way, another person I'd be very nervous to meet is Randy Orton because I'm a little in love with him.
He seems like the sweetest guy, by the way, at this point in his career.
I'm sure he is. I just love that he's, like, kind of intimidating, but kind of in a way that, like, is almost, like, endearing in, like, the weird, like, I don't know how to explain it. He's, like, the most endearing, scary man, if that makes any sense. Yeah. But I love everything he's doing. I want him, especially because his return when he finally came back was the same night as Punk. Like, I think it was almost not as big as it should have been because he is so fucking good that I think him and Gunther would be a brawl. Like, it would be a real good match. I could see Gunther winning. I don't want him to win because I love Jay. I would love to see Jay beat Gunther and, like, kind of go for it. But Gunther's so good. Like, it's ridiculous what that man has done to his body. To just what he's just so damn good that he deserves his flowers in that aspect. And I think if it were him and Randy, it would be an awesome match.
On the women's side, It feels like we're headed toward Bianca versus Jade on the SmackDown side, which would probably plant a seed for, you know, months down the road.
Right.
But also Jade has to lose eventually. And I think having her lose to someone as great as Bianca.
Yeah.
That's probably a pretty good person to have your first loss against.
I agree. I also love what they're doing with Bianca and Jade. I think it's epic because Jade is quite literally a superhero. Like, she just is not normal to me. Like, how she, like, her look, just her power and everything. Like, she's such a star. It's insane. But yeah, I think for sure, look at what Bianca's done. Like, that's not a bad first loss to have if she does lose to Bianca. And yeah, plant the seed for something in the future. But, like, I'm still waiting, and I know she's injured, but for when Charlotte comes back, because that seed was a tiny bit planted with the Charlotte and Jade look at each other when she was in SmackDown. That's going to be the match where I'm like, that feud to me is going to be epic of Jade and Charlotte, because I know it's going to come at some point. I need Charlotte to come back already. I know she had a crazy injury, but when she finally comes back, like, I just think the two of them in the ring together, just like, the power they have, the presence that they have is going to be wild, because it's you just, like, two badass women, like, fighting each other. It's just, I like the strong, empowered women. Like, that's what I, like, gravitate towards when I'm watching it.
It's one of my favorite things about WWE these days when we're talking about, like, all the changes that have happened recently because of change in management and what have you, is they will call back to past events. They're not afraid to revisit past storylines, like you're mentioning there, the two of them looking at each other. Also on the broadcast, where they'll mention things that happened in the past. I mean, heck, I think it was this past Monday night where Michael Cole and Pat McAfee referenced how Ilya Dragunov beat Gunther a few years ago. Like, that would never have happened right. in years past, talking about something that happened in the past. It's one of my favorite things about the product today, or my one of my favorite changes about the product today.
Yeah, I mean, I think you. It's easy to say we're in a new era of WWE when it comes to who is now in charge and who is making these decisions. And I think it's better than ever. You mentioned, obviously, I also just kudos to Pat McAfee and Michael Cole, because I love them together, because I'm
They're a great duo. Great.
I'm obsessed with Pat McAfee. I just love him. I just think he makes me legitimately laugh out loud sometimes watching Raw. Like, sometimes he just says shit and I'm just like, and you just can tell Michael Cole is looking at him like, what are you like, what? And I feel like he breaks down Michael Cole a little bit, so it's not as serious, because Cole is probably the best to ever do it. That man is amazing. And I think he works harder than anybody ever. And I just, I like the dynamic of the two of them, of someone who's a little bit lighter with like the pro that is Michael Cole. So I just think it's so great. And yeah, they reference stuff in the past. Like, you wouldn't even think about it. If you think about like, just even when I used to watch Raw, sometimes it was hard to get through the 3 hours of Raw, because I was like, oh my God, like, what are they doing with this kind of stuff? You know, like the Retribution days and like the stuff when it was a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Like when they had the zombies come out and like all this kind of stuff where it was like child's play almost. And like, it's not the talent's fault ever, because you're given what you're supposed to do. And like, the talent hasn't changed, you know, the wrestlers who are amazing haven't changed, but the story has changed. And you know, you could just tell it's hitting on all cylinders. And I think WrestleMania was just obviously an ode to that, because it was absolutely amazing.
How was being in the ring last week in TNA? What were the nerves like there? You were in the ring with Ash by Elegance. How did that go?
I mean, I absolutely loved it. I've always loved like public speaking. I love talking in front of like a live crowd. So like, nerves are always going to be there, but you kind of have to like psych yourself out of it and like almost disassociate yourself with what you're doing, so that you don't let the nerves, you know, make you like alter your performance, I guess. But it was so much fun. I hope to do more of stuff like that, because I really like enjoyed, and I got to be myself, which was cool. Like, it was a Gabby AF interview in the ring. So like, I was doing what I would do here, like during a show. And it wasn't like I had to remember to be a certain kind of way or change my like aspect of how I ask questions or talk. Like, she might not have liked it, because, you know, she's all over social media saying that I wasn't elegant and I was bamboozling her. I was just doing my job. So her and her concierge, who I still don't know his name because he didn't answer my question about what his name was, they're all over social media talking shit. But like, it's also not, that's not my fault. Like, you agreed to the interview. You knew who I was. Like, even if you didn't, you could be salty about it, but I think I did a pretty good job. I was happy with it, and everyone else seems to be happy with it. So, you know, hopefully I do more.
Gabby, tell everyone how they can obviously get the Gabby AF podcast and anything else you got going on.
Yeah, so definitely download, subscribe to the Gabby AF podcast. You can watch it on YouTube. And also, Gabby AF is available anywhere you get your podcasts, Spotify, Apple, honestly, wherever. And make sure you subscribe, leave some comments. 5 stars always helps, because the more of this that happens, the more I can do live shows. I did my first ever Gabby AF live show in Philly for WrestleMania with Brandon Graham of the Eagles, which was like epic. Cool. It was so much fun. Brandon Graham's amazing. And Philly was actually a good time. I'm an Eagles hater, but he kind of made me love the Eagles because they were all so nice, which I hate to say because that's not my team at all, but is what it is. So yeah, the more I do that, the more, you know, things can happen, especially with things like TNA and appearances and all this kind of stuff. So I prefer to have my interviews on my podcast as conversations with friends, and I sit down and talk, and it's not bullet by bullet interview. I want it to be real conversations that you would have backstage, or just talking with someone that you know about real life things. And I think you'll learn that if you listen to an episode or take the time to subscribe and just give it a chance, because it's a lot of fun, and I'm doing it on my own now, so it's kind of interesting.
I know what that is like. Gabby, thanks so much for hanging out with us. I appreciate it. This was excellent.
Thank you so much for having me. That was so much fun. And if you want to follow me on Twitter or Instagram, it's at GabLaSpisa.
Excellent job by Gabby LaSpisa. We will have her on again for sure. That's our episode for today. Thanks, everybody, who hung out with us. Make sure you like, you rate, you comment, you do all that good stuff. Today's show brought to you in part by Bet Online. We'll talk to you next week on another edition of It's Still Real to Me. We love pro wrestling. See ya.